This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Drought continues to expand and intensify across South Dakota. State Extension climatologist Laura Edwards reports precipitation in July was quite variable.
As a result, on the drought monitor last week, all the categories from D0, abnormally dry, all the way through the D3, extreme drought, have all increased. And probably the biggest jump was in the actual drought areas, so moderate drought or worse, increased about 22 percentage points across the state last week.
In the last days of July, summer thunderstorms did bring relief to some areas, but actually led to flooding in others.
On Thursday of last week, we had some heavy rains from 2 to 7 inches in the northeastern corner, really wetter east of Aberdeen to the Minnesota border.
Looking ahead, Edwards sees a nice cool down in the works today and tomorrow. A short-lived cold front could bring some chances for rain, primarily in south-central and southeastern counties. Temperatures will rebound back above normal for the weekend, with Rapid City and western locales even soaring to 100 degrees.
So the heat's not totally done with us yet, and I know there's been impacts on cattle and livestock in combination with the higher humidity that we've seen, especially in the eastern side of South Dakota.
On the western front, wildfire concerns remain high. For more climate details, including precipitation totals, visit extension.sdstate.edu and click on the Mesonet link at the bottom of the homepage.